Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot Trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. With me is a returning visitor, as a matter of fact. Her name is Stephanie Prusch, and she is the person behind, with a whole bunch of other people, the Neighborhood Finance Corporation. What is that and what do they do? We're going to dig into all of that. And, by the way, for those of you living in eastern Iowa, Stephanie and the Neighborhood Finance Corporation are also there. And we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Stephanie, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Yes,
how you been?
Great. Wonderful. Thank you for having me back.
Let's do a refresher here. You're a nonprofit entity that helps finance housing. Yes?
Correct.
How does all that work?
Right. So we're different than a typical mortgage lender, but we are in that we're a nonprofit. We also, every loan that we do has a forgivable loan to go with it to do home improvements. So we are a renovation lender. Hmm. So we do home improvement loans, we do purchase, and we do refinance loans. We do those in Des Moines, parts of Windsor Heights, parts of West Des Moines, and Cedar Rapids. And so when people come to us to either fix up an existing home or to purchase a home, up to $10,000 of their home improvements will be in the form of a five-year forgivable loan.
So they must do those improvements for the loan to be forgiven.
Exactly. Okay. And they need to get the loan to buy the house or the home, the rest of it, the repayable home improvement loan through us. So we are the lender as well as providing the forgivable loan. And as long as they live in the house for 5 years, those funds, that forgivable portion up to $10,000 is forgiven, and they don't have to pay it back.
How do people know about this? I mean, I'm not so sure. I mean, I've seen you at city council meetings. Mm-hmm. I've been with you in other events. But getting that notification out there to so many people when they're going to what we might call traditional lenders.
Right. Well, we're fortunate that some traditional lenders, if they see someone's wanting to purchase a home that needs a lot of home improvements, they'll send them to us because they're our investors. We partner with local lenders. Also, we work with realtors very closely to let them know about our programs. We're a nonprofit, so we don't have a big marketing budget, right. But we try to do a little bit of marketing, traditional, whether it's radio ads in the newspaper, things like that. We go to a lot of community events. Our staff is very engaged in different events.
When we talk about financing homes, where's your sweet spot at? I mean, is there an average cost of a house that kind of you fall into?
Right. So our average, our average loan is $40,000, but that includes home improvement loans. Our average purchase price.
Can you buy a house for
$40,000? No, that's because that includes just home improvement loans. Okay. It doesn't include the purchase. Our average purchase is around $120,000 for the loan amount. But with that, people are getting a forgivable loan. And then we also have a private mortgage insurance alternative loan. So instead of private mortgage insurance is when you pay basically for not putting 20% down and the lender has you pay for insurance on that portion that to get you to the 20%.
Oh, PMI.
PMI. But instead of that, we loan people a loan at 2% interest for 10 years. So the payment's similar to PMI, but they're earning equity much quicker.
Hmm.
So the typical loan, you know, somebody will have $120,000 loan, and then they'll have another $10,000 loan for that PMI alternative loan, we like to call it. And then they need to have 3% of their own funds for down payment.
3%?
Mm-hmm. And then
that's much different than the traditional 20%. Now.
Yes. And then it's a 5% down payment, but often through us, we have down payment assistance.
Yeah.
So many people get down payment and closing costs covered by that.
Stephanie Prusch, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She is with the Neighborhood Finance Corporation. Oh, all right. Now, let me just spitball this thing here for just a minute. What kind of housing in, well, anywhere, $100,000 to $120,000. Those are hard to find, aren't they?
They are. Our market is very tight that we're doing lending. One thing that helps is that because often when you think about that $100,000, $120,000, yeah, even $150,000 home, in a lot of the markets, there's a lot of repairs that need to be made. And someone that's buying this, we don't do just first-time home buyers, but a lot of people we help are, and they don't have the money to buy the house as well as do the improvements. So with ours, you can buy that house that's $120,000, let's say, needs $30,000 worth of repairs. $10,000 of that $30,000 will be forgiven. You can borrow the other $20,000, and now you have a house that maybe is worth $160,000 with the repairs. And we loan off the as improved value.
Oh.
So people are getting a lot more equity quicker because they're making those improvements that sort of devaluing the home in the market, because it's hard to sell a home in this market when it needs a new roof.
Sure.
Or, you know, even a kitchen update. And if someone thinks, well, I can get the kitchen update with my forgivable loan and borrow the money for the new roof, and now I have a house that I'm not going to need to make.
It's appreciated so much.
Right.
More.
It's appreciated. They have more equity. And they're not going to have to be looking to make those improvements. You know, if their furnace needs to replace, we're going to replace it as part of the loan. So they're not going to have that in 3 years, this $7,000 expense to get a new furnace and air conditioner.
Who utilizes your services, Stephanie?
Really everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of first-time home buyers. You don't have to be low income.
Because you're not income-driven, are you?
We're not income-driven. Yeah. We lend in neighborhoods where they're called low and moderate income census tracts, but we also lend in some other neighborhoods too. So it's all where the house is located, and our lending map's online so people can enter an address and see if it's included. But we do have more benefits and forgivable loans and deferred loans for folks that are low income, because we understand that it's harder to save that money to buy a house.
One of the things that we've come across as we've been doing this work in this space with Insight on Business for years now, mm-hmm, is the lack of affordable home stock. I don't care if it's in Des Moines or Cedar Rapids or wherever it happens to be. There just isn't that stock. So oftentimes I would suspect that first-time home buyers or others need to look at existing stock that's out there that may have some disrepair to it that they can go in with your program and then fix up and buy a home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We reach out to a lot of realtors whose houses have sat on the market. That's an initiative we have because, you know, maybe they have it listed as a potential investment property,
right,
something like that. And we say, hey, you should list it with NFC because you have it priced right. Someone can get the rest of the money to fix it up and they can make it a home ownership. And that's going to help the neighborhood. It's going to help the person buying the house because now they're getting into a house that's affordable and fixed up. So we really, that's a new initiative we started this year.
You know, one of the things you just mentioned was if you take that property out of the investment side, out of the rental side,
mm-hmm,
it does have an impact on that neighborhood, yes?
Yes. I mean, there are certainly rentals that positive, but, you know, everybody likes a neighborhood where there's more investment of homeowners because, you know, they just have more skin in the game.
Sure, yeah.
And they stick around longer. You know, your neighbor lives there longer generally, not always, but generally if they own their home, because often when you're renting, you move more often.
Now, you've recently expanded into Eastern Iowa. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that has been a great partnership. The city of Cedar Rapids came to us a few years ago, as well as some community leaders. It was really the idea of Scott Overland, who's on city council there now, and then Jeff Pomerantz, who had been in West Des Moines. And they said, we want to start one. And we just, you know, an NFC-type program in Cedar Rapids. And for about the first year, we were just helping them figure out how to go about that.
Sure, figure out how to do this.
Yeah, and then during the discussions, we realized that it would benefit our organization as well if we could do it in partnership with them. And so the city of Cedar Rapids, both the business community, the local financial institutions, the neighborhoods, the city government have really stepped up to make that happen and raise the funds. And we closed our first loan there of January of this year in 2019. And we've done over $1.5 million of lending.
Yeah. And that's pretty significant when you're talking about $100,000 to $120,000 houses.
Right. And a lot of those actually were in, you know, $10,000 loans because we did a lot of home improvement loans.
I bet you
loans.
Did. What the flood that mm-hmm. we recently had, did that have anything to do with all of this?
You mean the one here in Des Moines
yeah.
in June?
Well, no, in Cedar Rapids. Yeah.
Oh, in Cedar Rapids. Well, I think the biggest impetus was, you know, the large flooding that they had almost, well, it's been over 10 years.
Right, it has been.
And they did a lot of investment through the ROOTS program and other things. And they, as that was coming to an end, that's sort of how we came in, because they said, we want to keep the momentum that's going in our neighborhoods, in our community. And so that's how we fit into that. And we do see that really a benefit in the, you know, we can see that investment that's been in those neighborhoods.
Yeah, I had forgotten Jeff Pomerantz had come from West Des Moines and did go over to Cedar Rapids.
Right.
Yeah. So there was a little bit of a connection there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he knew of us since we do some lending in West Des Moines as
sure.
well.
How many communities now, we're here in the greater Des Moines metro, but you're also in Cedar Rapids. So do communities end up partnering with you? Is that how you get to these communities? And are you open to other communities?
So we don't have a growth strategy necessarily, but we are open. You know, our mission is neighborhood revitalization. Mm-hmm. So looking, I know there's somebody running for city council that posted on Facebook that in Urbandale, that maybe an NFC was a good idea in Urbandale in the older neighborhoods. So, you know, those are things we're open to, but how that works, for instance, we started doing our full lending program in Windsor Heights this year. Or last year, and how that happened is that they committed the forgivable loan money for it, and so the city government has to come forward with, and Polk County in the case of the Des Moines Metro, and they have to say yes, we're willing to commit to fund the forgivable portion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that's how that money comes to be.
And so this, so you talk about skin in the game. Everybody's got it, right?
Right.
The investors, the individuals through the Neighborhood Finance Corporation, the communities, and the people that are buying and renovating homes.
Right. We can't do this without the people that are interested in revitalizing neighborhoods.
Stephanie Pusha, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. How necessary is this? I mean, of course, you're going to say it is. but tell us a little bit about why this is important to do.
Well, I think, you know, going into Cedar Rapids, I've had the benefit of, I've been involved with NFC off and on since the beginning, and we'll celebrate our 30th anniversary next year.
You must have started when you were still in high school, yeah?
Yeah, no, but thank you very much. And, you know, going into Cedar Rapids, one thing that we found when we're doing the refinance loans is that people want to invest in older homes. You know, they want to invest in the neighborhoods, but if there's not capital that's affordable,
right,
they sometimes get into some pretty tough financial situations in order to do it. Because if anybody's done home repair, you know it takes twice as long and costs twice as much money as you originally think it's going to, or those are rough numbers, but generally. And so I think people have bought homes with great intentions, but then they've ended up having to use their credit cards, things like that.
And that turns things upside down quickly.
Right. And another thing we know looking at the lending patterns in Cedar Rapids is in the neighborhoods that we serve, there's a lot of people with high cost second mortgages. So they're paying a pretty high interest rate on those, and at least higher than their first mortgage. Whereas with us, your second mortgage is at 2% interest.
Mm.
So, you know, we really think it's important that we're providing capital that allows people to earn equity and be in a strong financial position.
At the end of the day, this really is about taking neighborhoods and then revitalizing them to make them livable communities, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just, like you said, it's a true partnership because you have to have everybody wanting to work towards that goal.
Everybody's skin in the game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What are the biggest challenges for the Neighborhood Finance Corporation that you, when you sit back in the big chair and you're looking at all of this, what are some of the biggest challenges that you as a lending entity have?
Well, I think you touched on it earlier, is that we wish we had a huge marketing budget and everybody knew about us. We're a very complicated program, you know, when I start talking about all the layers of financing. So like, how do you put that into a sound bite so that people understand it? And it does take a special person that's willing to combine a home purchase with a home renovation, because those are two stressful things, and to do it all at once is hard. So really, you know, we struggle with how to get the word out. And then we have a great team here that is really focused on how to make it the easiest we possibly can, given all the federal regulations that we're dealing with. And I mean, the regulations, I'm not arguing against them, but they're there for all lenders. So how do we help our borrowers navigate all the rules as well as, you know, close on their home and have this, because our average renovation is $20,000 per property.
You know, and you touched on something that's so important. You know, some of the times people rent simply because they can't figure out the system.
Right.
I mean, because it is complicated.
It is.
And, you know, there's a lot of bells and whistles and a lot of requirements. And I suspect, based on our conversation here, you are very adept at helping those people through that maze. Yeah?
We do. We really try hard. We have a specific timeline document that we start off with them. And it sort of says, okay, this is day one. And you want to close on day, we say it's a 60-day close because of the renovation portion. We take a little longer than a traditional loan. And then we walk them through, okay, well, by this day, we have to have your bids. You know, we need to order the appraisal by this day. So we really try to walk people through. We also encourage people to take advantage of home buyer education, either online or through the nonprofits that are in both Des Moines and Cedar Rapids. And if they do it before closing, we will actually give them a $75 credit. If they do it, excuse me, before they sign a purchase agreement, we'll give them a $75 credit at closing because we think it's that important.
There you go. Well, one of the things, in the bigger picture of all this, the Neighborhood Finance Corporation, working with cities, working with lenders, working with home buyers, this really does come back to the benefit of that community. Because the taxable value of those domiciles increases.
Yes, yeah? Exactly. Right.
So that's the investment.
Exactly. And you know, and that's not something historically we've done a good job. I'm glad you brought that up of tracking, but we've started to. Because we know that when we get appraisal, it has what the value is as it is, and then we have what the value is going to be once the improvements are made. And then we have to certify that value once the improvements are made. And so it's usually, you know, a $20,000, it's usually at least as much as the rehab, but not always. It depends on what kind of improvements are. We all know kitchens increase value more than a roof.
Oh, boy. Don't they ever.
And kitchens are a lot more fun.
Yeah, I talked to my bride about that, which
yeah,
exactly right. Her name is Stephanie Prusch, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Neighborhood Finance Corporation. We will have links up on our radio blog so you can find out more about this. Thank you for doing this again.
Yes,
appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Once again, that was Stephanie Prusch from the Neighborhood Finance Corporation with offices not only in Des Moines, but also Cedar Rapids. All right, we will have links to all of that up on our radio blog. And thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your next project? We can hook you up. For all those folks and for Stephanie Prusch, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.